Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Paul asked the Corinthians, "For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the things of God no man knows, but the Spirit of God." 1 Corinthians 2:11. It should not be difficult in this case for us to understand Paul's reasoning. Since the Holy Spirit is also God, he completely understands the mind of God the Father. But what good does it do us for the Holy Spirit to know the things that were in God's mind? Paul explains, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." 1 Corinthians 2:12. My first responsibility is to determine whom Paul had in mind when he wrote, "Now we have received the Spirit which is of God." Is he speaking of Christians in general, or of those men through whom God revealed his will to man? It is not unusual to read in charismatic literature, or to hear on television, that Paul was writing for every Christian. But the context does not allow for such an interpretation. Please think seriously of Paul's meaning. God had kept certain secrets in his mind from eternity past. The Holy Spirit searched God's mind and then revealed to the apostles the great truths he found. In turn, the apostles wrote by the Holy Spirit's guidance what we have in the New Testament. Does any modern theologian fit into that framework? Are modern Pentecostals writing Scripture for us? In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul outlines how the message of God came to man. "By revelation he made known unto us the mystery," or secret, "as I wrote afore in few words, whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of Christ by the gospel." Ephesians 3:3-6. The simple truth is, the Holy Spirit revealed the things of God. The apostles recorded them for our salvation. We read them, and then we know what they knew. We not only can know what God wants us to know, we can also know that he no longer speaks outside of his word. If you want to know what to do to be saved and to stay saved, there is only one source, the inspired word of Almighty God. Let us take note of what the inspired word of God so freely provides for us. Paul informed the Roman Christians, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein, that is in the gospel of Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Romans 1:16-17. James wrote, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted or implanted word, which is able to save your souls." James 1:21. In addition to saving us from our past sins and giving us hope of eternal life, the Word of God provides guidelines to keep us faithful. Long ago the psalmist asked, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" He gives God's answer to that question, "By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every evil way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Psalm 119:9-11, 104 and 105. If you want to know the things of God, there is only one source for that information, the Bible. But just knowing it is not enough. We must also obey it. Thank you, and may God bless you.